Hi, this is Sean and I play Carrion. As our brave heroes stand against the never-ending winter in Icewind Dale, welcome to this audio-only version of their adventures. If you want to tune into our adventures on Twitch, we stream live at Final Boss Fight Live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said and done, let's jump into this adventure in the frozen 10 towns of Icewind Dale.
Hello, 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 hello.
How the fuck? You get another chance, Marvel.
Yeah. Sure. I said we wouldn't, but hey, fuck it.
I don't know quite what you were expecting, John, having said that.
Yeah, that pretty much. I hoped you might let me get to introduce you first.
No.
Okay. So, Marvel, give Howard the Duck a shot. Get in touch with... drop us a line on Discord. I've also noticed I've not got this ring light on. Let me turn that on. Drop us a line on Discord and we'll hash out the details with you. We've got some thoughts.
Yeah, we have plans. We have such sights to show you.
But that's not why we are here today. Sadly.
Isn't it?
Well, it's not only why we're here today. We're also going to play some D&D for you. Or at you. Towards you.
Right into your eye holes.
I am joined by Richard.
Hello.
By Kiri.
Hello.
And by Sean.
How the Dark Marvel? Give him another chance.
And Jeff should be joining us in somewhere around about half an hour.
Ish.
Ish.
Maybe.
Ish.
Amy isn't joining us tonight because it is her birthday and they are in the multiverse somewhere.
Somewhere.
I don't know of Madness or of Michelle Yun. But one of the two, I assume. Or just different...
I can confirm cake.
Cake.
It's occurred. It's occurring.
It continues to occur?
I don't know if it continues to occur. I just know that there was a picture of a cake.
At a point, a cake existed.
Yes. Whether it still exists remains to be seen.
Happy birthday, Amy. I hope you enjoyed both of the books that I didn't buy you last year that I did buy you this year, not the ones that I almost bought you this year. Anyway, moving on. This D&D game, I've started to let you guys do the recaps. So who wants to take the recap this week? Who remembers what happened last time?
We got to Targos.
Yeah, that pretty much covers it.
Carrion wasn't allowed to make a friend of a half ogre.
Yeah, we steer clear of the half ogre on our way.
Would you like me to just go and read Amy's notes?
He was promised a dead body, but they decided not to go for the dead body. And he was very sad. And there was a dance. There was some dancing. With AJ and Carrion.
Oh, there was, yeah.
Yeah.
In a place with a horrible, horrific taxidermy. Because that's now canon.
Yes.
John likes it or not.
Oh, no, that is totally canon now. I might need to make a note of that being canon now.
We asked about... We questioned, like, what happened with the guy, with the shipwright that had been... Is it shipwright?
Shipbuilder.
Yeah, the shipbuilder who'd been murdered in Targos, and everyone seemed to point towards a was it just underdressed human with blue eyes?
Yes.
Very, very specifically underdressed, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the key detail.
Who apparently asked about him like 2 days before he died. And it's very, very suspicious. And apparently they're with the travelling merchant. I got their name somewhere. I can't remember it. It begins with a T. I know that much. Where's my note? No, that's not. No, it's all gone wrong.
But I do remember a bit, because. But yes, everyone seems to suggest this merchant caravan was the problem. No one pointed like directly. Accusing them as such, but it was all just like, that was a bit suspicious.
It was always a town where they had Torga. That's the one. Torgs traveling merchants happened to be in town at the time the murders happened, and then apparently this blue-eyed human was apparently in conjunction with them, either working for them or something like that. And so, yeah, everyone seems to be pointing out that person as a maybe. We then talked to the speaker for the town, and he was very shifty and implied that there was something. Well, through Dax's snooping, we found that they really don't want us going into town hall. So we decided. So I believe when we finished, we were on our way. To go and invade town hall.
Yes, yeah. They didn't want you to get into town hall, so quite clearly your first reaction is let's go to town hall
immediately. And they had some weird snakes in a cage, which terrified all of you, and I had no idea what that meant.
Assassins. I specifically have it in here. Speaker Nareth Maxil Donar.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Human fisherman, speaker for Targos. Oh gods, oh fuck, he's an assassin.
So just to fill in some of the gaps, you also met with a dog.
Yes, we did. Good boy.
You met with a dog called Boy.
Boy.
Who led you to a house and a handsome young man answered the door and asked you to go and find his missing husband, which you have agreed to do. His husband had been leading an expedition up Kelvin's Khan, which is a relatively nearby mountain. Suggested that you might start off looking at Caer Conig, which is one of the 10 towns that is at the base of Kelvin's Khan, as that would be the last place they went to before climbing said mountain. You have agreed to assist with this on the payment that, while he doesn't have much to offer you, he is going to give you some of his artwork, as well as speak to the owner of the tavern to give you free rooms for a period of time.
And I got a favour.
And
a favour.
Unspecified favour.
Yes.
At some point in the future. But yes, you are on your way to Town Hall under cover of darkness. And for those of you without dark vision, which I think you all have dark vision, don't you?
Apart from AJ.
Apart AJ, from AJ.
Who's our guide?
Who's currently T-posing along with us.
AJ and Cherish are cardboard cutouts at the back of the group right now.
Yep.
It's dark, the streets aren't amazingly well lit, but with your dark vision, that's not a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit difficult to see. You get bursts of colour as you pass through areas where the lights in a building spill out onto the street, or the occasional street lantern sputters against the cold and dark. You make your way to Town Hall, and it is a fairly There we go. The map button worked.
Yay! Map button.
Map button.
Map button worked, but the map isn't.
Boo! Map isn't working. Boo!
Bear with me while I tell it to actually look at the right window.
Yay! Telling it to look at the window. Yay!
It feels like a Punch and Judy show that, you know, we're just going to cheer on.
There we go.
Aspects.
There we go. Yay!
Oh, no. There we don't.
Boo.
That's not the right one. That's
not the right one. Boo.
That's my view of the map, and you shouldn't see that.
That's one. That's your view, John. Boo.
You arrive at Town Hall, and it is a large, slightly larger house like structure, about twice the size of any of the housing that you've seen around Targos. Make me a quick perception check as you approach.
Perception check. No.
Perception. Sorry. I'm here. What?
Perception check. Perception check, please. I want you to percept.
Perceive.
That was a an adventure for that dice there, that one, Dax. Dax and Brim, you both look at the town hall, and you could see that it is very run down. It's a functional building, but there are some elements where the paint is chipping off. Things look like they should have been fixed but haven't been. It's generally like the care and attention to the building just isn't there. And we're going to go over to the map that I have of Town Hall so that I can say to you, what are your plans as you approach the building?
Well, we had the plan that AJ was going to disguise themselves as the mayor and kind of just let us in.
I think not to. I believe because I was. Dax is very worked up about all this. That I was going to be the mayor, speaker. AJ was going to be the tiefling fella who can't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
And you guys were going to be heavies. You know, like. But that was on the assumption there'd be some manner of god or something.
But I mean, this place looks, largely. Like shit.
Not and, worth the salary of a god to guard it.
Doesn't appear so.
I will cast Disguise Self to take on the appearance of the speaker, just in case there's any inquisitive neighbours or anything.
And with a shimmer, Dax turns into the spitting image of Speaker Max Dan Naeth Maxildenar.
Maxildenar. Oh, have we found a mind witness again? Is this what it is?
Apparently, yes.
Better rev up those merch. Those merch things, because
need a boy. Picture. Need a picture of him wearing shades and a backwards cap holding a skateboard.
I need a picture of him. Stop. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here.
Just like do another filler. Maxim Dinar.
Actually, Brim, I'm going to give you some more information.
Because more information for little old me.
You rolled high. So,
oh.
You approach and you see the general state of the building and yeah. its run-down state. And as you're coming up, there's an office that you can see into through the windows at the front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that unlike the rest of the building, this office space is well kept.
Right.
The paintwork inside is pristine. The desk looks nice. It's a nice room in an otherwise run-down building. Do with that information as you will.
A lot of mouth.
Right. I think it's still might be a good idea to go ahead with the disguise plan, because it looks a lot nicer in there than the outside would have you believe. Appearances might not be everything.
I now look this bit and image of Max Aldenar.
Max
Aldenar!
And I will go through, I don't know, some pantomime of forgetting my keys. Patting my pockets.
Okay.
Oh no, my dude. I forgot my keys.
That's exactly what I say.
Because regardless of how John portrayed him last time, I imagined him the entire time. As a California skater. Yeah.
Are we okay heading in, this is to the rest of the party too, you know? Mm-hmm. Are we ready to go inside?
Well, better now than when they, you know, come back.
Yeah. We really should have left someone to like watch the tab, like, you know, the where they were staying. But you know,
but then we don't have really any way to communicate. Yeah, but they'll just be really suspicious if we see them leave the tavern and leave the inn, and then we just come sprinting away. Yeah. It'd just be really suspicious. And
true. We should probably go just to get on with it
as quickly as possible.
Is this the main door?
That is a window.
Is a window.
As a window. Is this a door?
Yes. That is a door. Aye. Yes.
Yes.
I would like to imagine that's all in character.
Ah, the door. No, that's the window.
No.
No, the door.
No.
Just kicks the window in.
You know, he lives a lot in the wilderness. He's not, you know.
He's not used to things like doors.
No. I will. I'm assuming there will be a handle.
There is a handle.
I will try and turn it just to see if it opens of its own accord.
You turn the handle and shake the door and... it does not.
And I will knock on the door in a very angry but also chill California person style.
My you God. Know how it is. You know how it is with that angry chillness.
Sure. A 10 seconds or so pass, and a little slit in the door slides open, and a pair of eyes look out of it. Yes?
I will sort of just gesture to me, you know, it's me, Max Aldenar, and just wait for them to open up.
You've forgotten your keys, sir.
Yes, a nod.
The slit slides closed, and you hear of the lock unlocking and the door swings open.
Is AJ still, obviously not, but going to be disguised as that tiefling fellow?
I can have that of Kerr, yes.
Just because I think that backs us up that there's, you know, not just one of us. We shall all head inside. And I shall explain I've hired some new people of my entourage. And don't pay them any mind to these newcomers.
Okay, says the guard at the entrance. That's a window again.
That's a window again.
No, it
I shall now enter the building.
Man. It's true what they say, though. It's always doors in D&D. It's a great adversary.
One second. Let me just bring in our friends who are cardboard cutout following you at the moment.
Yeah.
Roll me a perception check as you get into the building. And
sorry. What were you saying? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that was... I'll roll for those of us who aren't here. Never mind, Snicket.
I'm probably writing on something.
And AJ is also here. Give me a perception. Okay, AJ and Dax. Okay, cool.
Ooh.
Hey! You're not Dax.
I'm not Dax.
Hey! I got the right player this time.
Yeah.
It was close. You... both roll high perceptions. You head into this building and you take a quick look round as you cross the threshold. And besides the guards that you can see posted in this space, the two either side of the main door and two further into the building, you look round and you see from the inside... a lot of this area matches the rundown exterior. You can see the guards themselves are brutish, thug-like. Two tieflings by the door, two humans further into the building, all of whom look like the kind of person that you would really not want to pick an argument with at a tavern or pub. And they are all dressed in the same black leather armor that you've seen as sort of the town official armor. The building, for the most part, is very run down, very... not maintained. The furniture is slightly threadbare. The paint is chipping off of surfaces, or the wood is very aged from use. With the exception of the office immediately to the left as you enter, which is very pristinely decorated. The door is nicely put in place. The whole wall looks like it's been recently repainted. You can see a door slightly further down that somebody has literally put a fist through the wall, and the hole has just been left. But you see that this room is pristine.
There's not a helpful like plaque on the door or anything, is there?
There isn't. No.
Office of the Speaker.
There isn't, unfortunately.
Hello.
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 So, Dax, looking round and taking things in, I will say to one of the guards, is this everyone on shift for tonight?
This is the standard complement of guards in the building, sir, yes. Two by the storeroom, two by the front door, two round by the council hall.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Any problems?
The speaker forgot his key, but other than that, it's been a quiet watch.
Is that meant to be a joke?
No, that's something that we should probably report on.
It'd just be in my office, back, you know, by my in the inn.
Yes.
But I'm sure it'll just be there. I am going to head into this room. That was terrible. you know, the one that I'm going to head towards, the one which I believe is my office, because it's fancy.
Okay.
And
I'm now imagining Carrion's just sit down and is playing this music.
He's playing this music.
He's playing the ambient music.
Suddenly wearing a satin coat. Hey.
Is this door unlocked, this fancy door?
It is unlocked. You can click on it to open it.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that. And then I will very confidently go in and call to my entourage.
What are you going down fancy broom closet for?
I'll check it is in the fancy broom closet.
You very confidently stride into a well-appointed office. You can see a large desk with some paperwork spilled out on its surface, a potted plant in the corner, because there's always a potted plant in the corner, a nice desk chair behind the desk, a slightly less nice chair on the other side of the desk. A cabinet on one side of the room that might hold paperwork or something else.
Yep. Exactly as it should be. And I signal to my companions to come in. Immediately, it's not the guards.
No!
And then I will shut the door.
Okay.
And make busy office work sounds. Papers.
Okay, you make office work sounds.
Yeah. I've never worked in an office, Dax, so can only presume what happens in such places. I'll say, I think this is the speaker's office. In a quite a low tone. Right, low voice even, you know.
With that established, shall we close the curtains and do some snooping?
That's a very good idea. I'd forgotten all about the curtains.
Okay. Whoever closes the curtains, can I get a perception check from either one of you or two of you, depending on how many people wish to close curtains?
I would like to close the curtain that I'm next to, and
yeah. I'll close the curtain. Yeah, but I'm on my chair, which I'm assuming is a spinny chair.
Yeah,
and I will spin around because that's fun.
It's a spinny chair.
Oh, it's only a 12, I'm afraid.
Okay. You both, as the door closes and you start to close the curtains, you hear the sound of the front door open and close.
Ooh.
This is going to be like a sitcom, this. We're all like...
Yeah. It's going to be that Spider-Man meme of him pointing towards himself.
Yeah. It's not going to end well. Should we quietly, quickly search for incriminating evidence?
Sure, I fling open this cupboard I'm stood in front of.
Okay, you fling open the cupboard. Could I get investigation checks from anybody who wishes to investigate?
23.
Okay. Anybody else wishing to investigate, please, let's see your numbers too.
Oh.
Ooh.
That was so close to a 20.
Let me give you one of your... Which of your three people who aren't here at the moment would you like to roll an investigation check as well?
I reckon AJ?
Yeah.
AJ.
I feel Snicket wouldn't. So yeah, I feel AJ possibly be the most likely.
Oh, well.
Well...
Never mind.
They tried.
They tried.
That's the main thing. They tried.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to split the information you find up. You spend about 5 minutes going through paperwork, and you find a lot of paperwork in this office relates to phishing.
Oh, boy.
He is a fisherman, to be fair.
And relates to the town's fishing budgets and other such exciting things as this.
Yeah.
Carrion.
Oh boy, the quota for last month was only that.
Carrion, you find on a piece of paper with a little map showing the route from Targos to one of the other of the 10 towns, Caer Dinevel, a note just reading, "Speaker Cranach in Caer Dinevel hasn't been seen in months, claims of illness. Could be a soft spot to establish a foothold."
What was the speaker's name again?
So for anyone who is trying to take notes, especially those of us who aren't here and are trying to take notes,
mm-hmm.
I have prepared handouts.
Ooh.
Good God.
Handouts.
So you find a note. This is another note that you find. "Speaker Trovus in Caer Coenig is incompetent, a retired drunken fool whose town is suffering a rash of thefts. Could be able to leverage this for fame and renown."
Nice.
And also, I could put Jeff in the right chair. Let's put Jeff there. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
What Jeff number? Is here. A whole 2 minutes later than he said.
This doesn't look very town hall-y.
It is.
You've missed the greatest sort of insinuation of like a spy into a unfamiliar environment ever that I carried out. It was flawless.
Completely flawless.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at all the scores.
This is the first note you found, Sean, which just reads, "Speaker Cranach in Caer Dinevel hasn't been seen in months. Claim of illness. Could be a soft spot to establish a foothold."
Yeah.
And then Dax, going through the desk, you find the following notes. You find one note that reads, "Goodmead is leaderless. Install a puppet and spread the black network." alongside a stylized drawing of a snake eating its own tail.
Right.
And you find on a small piece of paper that looks different to the other sheets of paper. Of a different quality of paper. A little note that's been torn off the corner of a larger sheet that just reads, NM, in place in East Haven, awaiting instructions, PT.
Hmm. Did any of our characters in last session, like, know what this black network was? Like when?
Yeah. Brim does, and Cherish does.
So we can probably put it together between us of, like, this would seem like they're trying to take over various places.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
This isn't what Dax was terribly interested in, but yes, it is of note. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you are particularly looking for, Dax?
Stuff around the lottery and it being rigged. And I suppose why. You know, a very clear outline of their evil plan.
Okay.
A big folder with "this is the evil plan" written.
Yeah.
That would be helpful, ideally. Wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't find that, unfortunately.
Evil plan, do not exposition.
You find largely just a list of names of the previous lottery winners? Loser?
Yes.
Whatever the phrase is for the person who gets drawn and sent out into the wilderness. You find a list of the people whose names have been drawn. From what you gather in the 5-10... however long you wish to stay searching, that roll covers 5 minutes. Okay. In the 5 minutes that you've spent so far, you haven't found anything related to the lottery being rigged. You're fairly confident there probably isn't anything about it here.
Mm.
Now, when I asked one of the guards, they said there was two guards on the door, two guards on the supply room, and two guards, I think, was it the council chambers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that would seem like if you were hiding stuff, that those would be the places that were guarded. So I think we need to go there. Agreed?
Yeah.
I believe
can do, yeah.
I want to see if I can leave something behind.
What would you like to leave, Snicket?
I'm just looking to see what would be fun to do. Okay, is there anything like paperweight or pen? Is there a pen on the desk?
Yeah, there's a pen on the desk.
So I'm going to take out one of my thieves' tools, touch the pen, and as I do so, I'm going to blow a raspberry and record the message.
Okay.
Whenever attached by a creature, the object emits a recorded message that can be heard up to 10 feet away. You utter the message when you bestow this property on the object, and a recording can be no more than 6 seconds long. So they're just getting six seconds of
raspberry fart noise.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Nick it. This is becoming something of a calling card. And this is meant to be sneaky.
I never know it was us.
Yes, they will, because they suspect you were the person who did the stone in the last one.
They can't prove it.
They're criminals. They don't need to prove anything. They'll just murder us.
May I remind you that we are behind enemy lines here? Just keep your voices down.
Have we had a long rest between leveling up and now at all?
Between leveling up and now,
yeah.
Yes, you would have done.
I just pat my new crossbow and say, I think I'm ready.
Would we have?
Between leveling up and now, yes.
Because we leveled up as we were leaving the last one, and then we traveled for like 4 hours and got here. I don't think we've actually rested.
No, you leveled up before the night's rest.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought we leveled up.
That's how I remembered it, what John said.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, the cherished maid out with her husband, and then we leveled up, and that caused us to level up.
Yeah.
That was the key XP.
That's what tipped you over.
Yeah.
So yeah, I pat my new crossbow. I don't think I've described it yet, have I? But I can wait to describe it.
Okay. You pat a covered up crossbow.
I want a chance to try this out.
Well, let's not go in guns blazing until absolutely necessary.
No blazing. Got it. How about ice?
No freezing anything either.
So we have two rooms specifically to check, that, and we don't know where they are. So, but especially me, looks like a person who should know where they are.
AJ also points out they look like a person who should know where they are.
Yeah.
So you need to just go walking up to a door with purpose. But more importantly, they said that the guards guarding them. So, I mean, there's that door, like, up along the way past the chessboard and everything that had two guards outside the door. It's probably one of them.
That would be a fair assumption.
Let's do this.
Remember, we're not, as the prince said, we're not killing anyone yet.
And it's only going to kill him.
There's plenty of things you can do to someone without killing them.
Remember, sneaky. Should we head to this other room?
Aye. But you lead the way.
As you open the door and leave the room, you notice that one of the two guards at the front door isn't there anymore.
Quick, angrily, like horrible people do at staff, and say, like, where's the other one?
He is under orders to check the perimeter of the building.
Good.
Insight check.
Roll me an insight check.
I went on a journey.
Ooh.
Okay.
Have we been made? I can hear it. Call it in.
It's... He's got a very firm face, and you don't see a flicker of anything there. You don't think... You think this is standard.
Okay. Never mind.
Oh, sorry, not doing the Terminator. This is not the Terminator theme.
No, that's...
So we will, you know, casually but with purpose, walk towards this other door that has guards next to it.
I'm going to move one of the chess pieces.
Okay.
I'm tempted to say I want to do an intelligence check to see if I can do a good move, but I actually just want to do it. I think it would be more carrying to just move it anywhere.
Okay. I roll just me a dice.
Just to infuriate whoever's trying to play.
Roll me an infuriating chess move.
Pick a dice and roll it.
Roll it. Okay. I'm going to do the lesser used D12. That's another T12. No! Seven, John.
Okay. You pick up a chess piece at random and place it down somewhere else randomly on the board. You manage to pick up a piece and place it in a position that it couldn't possibly be moved to, and has just made the game completely impossible. And therefore, whoever was saving this game is going to be very infuriated.
My work here is done.
However much you actually know about chess.
I feel as if he possibly has played it before. Whether he's good at it or not, I don't know. But either way, he's just wanting to move something right now.
Are we approaching these guys to talk to them? Because Snicket is getting very close.
Well, there's two doors with guards next to them. Now, one of them is the council chambers, and one of them is the supply room, which the latter one could be very small. You know, and just
I mean, this one's got a barrel next to it, which may indicate supply room, because if you're going to store stuff, you don't want to move it too far.
Yeah.
That door also doesn't have a mat.
Yeah, that one has like a fancy carpet.
Yeah. Council chamber, I would feel, would be mat worthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some thought going into the map design. I like it.
Yeah.
This is where we find out that John just went, nah, fuck it, what a mat outside the storm room.
we find out, it's a double bluff, and it's actually the other room.
I'm totally going to have to use that in future maps.
Yeah.
Or in this map. Who knows?
Why do we give him ideas?
John to the mat placement.
Why do we give him ideas?
I know if it was one of my maps, it would be completely random, and I would have just put a bunch of stuff out, and it, you know. So we think in the council chambers, or when we think the council chambers?
I mean, council chambers might hold something a bit more clue-worthy? Maybe?
But the supply room could be like the supply of dead bodies, or the supply of, you know, skulls or something, you know.
I mean,
like,
we should totally check out the supply room. We should check it out right now. Just take this. We should check it out. We should try it. We should have a look at the.
We could split the party.
That never goes poorly.
Never.
I'm just imagining John kind of like staring hauntedly into the middle distance. Split the party. Split the party. Split the party. Split the party.
I think it goes
let's head let my vote is council chambers.
Council chambers first, then we'll check the story.
What we assume is the council chambers, so I think it is the closest. Are we happy for this, or is someone going to try and race to get in there in front of it?
I'm happy, but just like, because obviously it's Dax and AJ who look like the people who should be here, and you guys are newcomers. I don't know if the guards might
try to just murder.
If they do, Dax would just say, like, oh, no, it's fine. He's just going in ahead of me.
The guards do look suspicious as this cavalcade of colourful characters that they don't recognise start to approach the doors. And they go for weaponry. And then as they see Maxildenar and Scaff rounding the corner and walking towards the chambers, they sort of relax back to just sort of on guard, but not actively about to stab someone.
I pet the bear rug.
Oh.
Okay.
Hi there.
It bites you.
Is this the council chambers? Can you let us in, please?
What are you talking about? This is the storeroom.
one of them just sighs and opens the door.
Oh, that was easy.
And you enter a large room.
It's a storeroom.
I like your helmet.
Why are there beds in here? Do they...
Kitty!
You enter a large room that looks to be a mix between a seating, a workspace, and a space for people to spend the evening if council meetings run late. And a cat that is curled up on one of the beds that is...
Just to clarify, I came through the door and then saw the cat and charged over each of the beds.
What's on this desk that I'm looking at? What's on this desk up here?
There is a lot of books and ledgers and things.
Well, and I guess we know what we're searching.
A cursory glance tells you a lot of them are about fish.
Okay.
Could we do a more in-depth search?
I would like to investigate.
Feel free to investigate.
Fantastic.
I did not do a good investigate.
You read a lot about trout.
Hey, did you know this about trout?
Brim, no, you got... read a similar but different amount about trout.
I want it made clear that I am currently holding the cat wild.
Okay, I'll give... let's give Cherish a roll this time. Mm-hmm. It would help if I revealed that to everyone that Cherish rolled a 20.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move Cherish over to here, and AJ is just going to move here to shut the door.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yes, we are here. We know what we're doing.
So, Dax, Brim, and Snicket, you read a lot of ledgers about trout. Mm. You know that the...
I'm just drinking it all in, all this stuff about trout. I'm just, like, drinking it all in.
The towns around here, one of their main exports is knucklehead trout. And there is a rivalry between Tarmalane and Targos over who catches the most trout, and you can see scores.
This whole thing is about trout. This whole thing is about who catches the most trout. I've solved it.
Just look at the numbers. It's really easy.
Yeah, I've only got trout over here as well.
It's about trout.
Yeah, trout.
It's all about trout.
I suspect this might be the actual official business of the council, not the nefarious deeds.
Cherish spends the 5 minutes or so that you spend learning everything you can about trout and just sort of sits down in a chair reading a book and throws it to one side, picks up another, riffles through it, and... Puts it down on the table and points to it and explains it features the earnings of the council members, what each of the town workers are paid. And you can see, like, the guards getting a certain value and each member of the council being paid a certain amount. And you notice that Scath's is... each month for the past year has been a slightly different amount. And Cherish pulls a separate ledger up and places it down and shows that a selection of notes in the ledger about the lottery tie up the difference between what Scath is being paid and what the other person who has his same job is also being paid. thereby suggesting the takings from bribing people with the lottery are coming out of his wages, and they are topping up his wages to what he should be getting.
Right.
So he's not actually earning anything extra for the bribery. They're removing the money he should be.
Yes.
They're removing the extra money he's getting from his wages.
Yes. So the town hall is saving money on what they should be paying him.
Yeah. So it could be like a slush fund.
Yeah. So or
a trout fund. Or a trout
fund. So he's taking the bribes, but he's actually technically going straight to town hall.
Yeah.
Because he's not actually getting anything. The town hall's getting it. Because they're deducting it from his wages.
Well, there must be a fund of this money that is like, yeah, that is where it's gone or who's got it. But yeah, like,
I suspect the trout. I'm convinced the trout are behind this.
It could be the trout.
This could be the trout.
How much money is this? It could just be, the answer could just be a lot or not very much. Or...
It starts off a very small amount. It's at the start, the first couple of months go by and it's like a gold piece here and there.
Mm.
And then it slowly ramps up. It's never a huge amount. The most it probably is in 1 month is about 10 gold. 5 people's names off the list.
Mm.
Not enough that you would necessarily notice it.
Mm.
Being a change in the lottery draw. Not so many that you would be suspicious that there's only one ball in the lottery with a name on it and all the rest of them are blank. But enough that it's gotten out that this is a thing and that some people are doing it.
Mm.
I mean, Scaff was very, very quickly told me about it. About this lottery, which presumably would be highly illegal and make people very angry. So it wasn't much of a secret. Because I do this pretty much in every game. Could I check under these mattresses and that sort of thing to see if anything's been hidden?
You sure can. Would you like to roll me another investigation check? It's going to take you a little bit longer.
Yeah. Because I'm always convinced that's where people hide things.
Okay.
You find a nudie magazine?
We'll see what he rolls.
That's not a complete waste of time.
You find a fully clothed magazine.
You find the Sears catalogue. You look under the mattresses, you take time to make sure that you put things back at least vaguely in the right places. You don't necessarily remake the beds, but you're not throwing the mattresses into the corner. You find at most a couple of gold pieces if you take them.
Yeah, I'm going to take.
Okay. You find 5 gold pieces.
And that I will put that in the party fund.
Okay.
When that becomes an option to do that. So it seems like we have evidence of, like, the lottery being rigged, which is probably, like, an open secret anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've put 5 gold pieces into the party fund.
Fantastic.
But that, there must be something more, because we already knew this. Perhaps more trout-based conspiracies. But there must be some.
That's entirely possible, but...
Yeah.
The trout did Hindenburg.
That last season of The X-Files, where we all became about trout. Should we try the supply room?
I think we can, but I don't know what, unless this place has a basement, I'm not sure what else we can find.
There are other doors that we've not checked, but these are where the guards are, which I think it's a safe bet that that's a good, you know, where secret stuff's going to be.
Hey, true.
The alternative is we could just start killing people and asking them questions before we kill them.
Right, well, that seems a bit extreme.
Cherish just raises it. Or we could leave.
Or we could leave before we're found.
Just presenting it as an alternative if we're, you know, putting plans out there.
Not to mention we've got...
You're not saying you want to leave without checking the last guarded door.
No. But
I say... Let's check those doors and then as within shorter time as we can, and then
between killing people and leaving, you know,
I much prefer to leave.
Well, come on then, come on, let's do this. Come on, let's do this. I am still carrying the cat.
I was going to say, is this Carrion is now talking to the cat as he goes?
Yep. Come on, Scruffles. We got it. Actually, he's not Scruffle. He's Mr. Puddins. So.
Well, of course. And as if by magic, a collar appears around his neck with that name on it.
My cat now, John.
A collar around his neck says Keith.
No.
Should just one of us try this next door? Because it is a supply room that's, like, you know, not big.
I'm waiting here for the person of whom... they won't question, mainly yourself, to go and do it.
I shall do that. Do, 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 do. Strides up to the door.
They don't question you approaching the door.
I need pencils!
Yep. I'm talking a lot about pencils. Can I open it? Is it locked?
It's not locked.
Hmm.
It is unlit. It is a room with a lot of chests, barrels, boxes, things covered in like tarpaulin cloths. The corners are covered in spider webs. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
Evil thing? Like,
okay.
Like, nefarious purposes? Huge stocks of money, or like...
Lots of trout.
Plants his hands firmly on his hips and says, I seek evil, John!
Roll me a perception or investigation.
Ooh. Definitely perception.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say this place probably has a basement.
You take a look around. You don't see a lot from you don't see a lot at the moment. There's a lot of different things in here. It's a suit of armor. There's chests, boxes, barrels.
I start opening some of the chests and boxes.
Okay.
Trout, isn't it?
It's not full of trout. No, they keep those somewhere else.
That would be sensible, yeah.
One of the chests you open contains a large sum of coin.
That's what I said. Large stacks of money. See, I know what I'm. Dax knows what he's doing. And...
How much money?
He can't count.
Is there enough money for you to stash about your person discreetly?
You could stash an amount of it about your person without attracting attention to its loss.
I'm more of the opinion, I'm not concerned so much about the loss at this point.
Okay.
And then money's come into it. I may say, just because then the nearest one to the door. Actually, no. Yeah, we'll go snick it, and I will shout out goblin person, because I don't want to give your name away, because I'm thinking ahead. Need some help here.
I was half hoping he turned grim and just said, I think he means you.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting there. We'll shut the door at this point. I'm just saying, I think we should take this money. Ooh. But be cool. Like, don't get overexcited.
This means he dives into the money and just starts stuffing it into his pockets.
Was it like a Scrooge McDuck vault type dive?
Pretty much.
I mean, this is a puddle compared to a Scrooge McDuck vault.
Yeah, but I'm a lot smaller than Scrooge McDuck would have been, equivalent size.
Okay, fair.
Could I check any of the other boxes?
Roll me either of you, roll me investigation or perception. Both of you can do it if you wish, or you can give one person advantage.
I will help Richard. I will help Dax, because neither of mine are overly good.
Okay. Dax, if you hover over that in the chat and press the little plus button.
Okay. Ooh, in there, yeah.
You quickly just tear under some of the cloths. You look through some of the boxes. You just very quickly and quietly check through 3, 4, 5 other boxes. There's a lot of boring stationery type things and empty boxes that they just seem to be keeping for the sake of it. But you open one, Dax, and there is a satchel-like bag in it.
I shall take out this satchel-like bag.
Okay. As soon as you touch it, could you roll me a wisdom saving throw, please?
Yeah!
Oh, no.
This is going to go well. Where are saving throws?
Click on wisdom and it will ask you.
Ah, okay, cool.
If you wish to
make it. Yes, I see. Yes. That's good.
Okay. Snicket.
Hello.
You see Dax pull open a box, look inside it, reach in, pull a bag out that has a very familiar design on it, and as he puts the bag over his shoulder, his muscles just freeze up, and he stops moving.
I tap him. You there? Hello?
He doesn't move.
Oh, you're okay.
You said this bag was looked familiar.
Yes.
Refamiliarize me.
It is a... Oh, one moment. It is a brown leather satchel with a face on the flap that opens, a blue and red design around the around the flap that opens in triangles, and a geometric pattern across the top of the head.
I have a question. Is it smiling, or is it smiling evilly?
It is smiling politely.
Nice.
Can I try and remove the bag from Dax?
You can attempt to do so.
I would like to attempt to remove the bag from Dax.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not going well.
This is not going well. It can't go any worse because my wisdom is a minus one.
Ooh.
That's it can go worse. That it's very much worse.
Snicket. You Hello. Pick the bag up off of Dax's form, frozen form, and pry it out of his hand. And as you do so, your muscles just tense up.
Oh.
I don't suppose I'm back to normal now?
Nope.
Ah.
Well, so after 20 minutes.
When 20 minutes?
So
we don't know what's happened.
We don't.
So Carrion and Brim, as you are out here, Snicket got called into the room. They went in and closed the door. You heard the sound, maybe, of money being put into the pockets, coins being moved, boxes being shuffled through, and then it falls silent. 10 seconds pass.
I kind of just, after a little while, just as I laughed, after a minute or so, I'm going to just lead into it. Technically, Brim and everyone else, but the other two are oddly silent about all this.
Oh, you are very quiet for me.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that.
I said... I scream out. Do you think we should go in?
I... You know what? Probably. Excuse me, gents. And I'll walk over, open the door, and what do I see?
So it's been about 30 seconds at this point since silence fell over this room.
Before we carry on, just a quick question. I don't suppose this is a charmed effect, is it?
It is not a charmed effect.
It's a hold person spell. A contagious one.
You see Dax in the pose of somebody who has just put a satchel on. His muscles tense and unmoving.
Very weird.
You see Snicket reaching up towards him, holding what appears to be a bag of holding. His muscles tense and unmoving.
Cool. How in the nine hell going to get them out of here?
Well, don't touch the bag.
I mean, firstly. That's fine, but we still need to either get these guys unfrozen or wheel them out of here.
Can I, like... Would I have... Could I do, like, some sort of medicine check to figure out what happened? Is that... Can I do, like, an arcana check to see if this is a magical thing?
You could do an arcana check.
Oh, boy. I wish it was the medicine one. Ahaha. Oh, no! that's a 5.
It certainly appears to be some sort of a magical effect.
I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and assume it is.
I think it's just
holding a bag of holding. Well, one of them's holding a bag of holding, and he's not. And he's like frozen mid grab.
Their muscles have just tensed up. I have a question. Are they still breathing?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
At this point, Dax, your muscles ache. But they suddenly release.
Ooh.
And you can suddenly move again. You've been aware of everything that's been happening, yeah. But you've been unable to move.
What the hell was that?
You've got... paralyzed? By some sort of magical effect? Most likely on that.
And about this point, Snicket, your muscles release.
Let's do that again.
Is Snicket still holding the bag?
Yes.
Great, let's go.
You wanna hold this bag?
No.
Yeah, I think we should get out of here.
Let's
suggest we get the hell out of here now.
Anybody want to carry the bag?
No,
he's thinking.
That's fine.
Yep, and we'll leave as again very casually.
Okay.
Still holding the cat, by the way.
Just stolen the cat. That's one thing coming to come out of this.
And I'll just sort of, you know, clap my hands here, dust them off, and go. Well, our business here is finished, I think.
Did we actually find anything?
We found something.
We found enough.
I am also, as I pass the, I go back, and I am going to take one of the chess pieces.
You're cruel.
If it had been a jigsaw, can you imagine?
At random, or...?
I am going to take the black rook.
Okay.
Switch the kings as well.
Yeah, I'm going to switch the kings as well. There we go.
Okay, you've completely ruined this chess game and chess set.
Yes. I shall add this to my inventory. Just quickly add this on. Hold on.
Goodbye. Goodbye, gods. Keep guarding.
Still got the cat.
I'm happy I left a present in the office earlier.
Snicket, do you carry the bag with you?
Of course I carry the bag with me.
Okay.
Roll me a wisdom save.
No, just
at random it will go off.
I have a question.
Yep.
What was the adjective that you used to describe the bag smile again?
Oh, light, God. Said. Plight. Said.
Plightly. I don't trust that bag.
I'm going to call it Harold.
It's a bag.
And?
Let me be more clear. Kiri, the player, doesn't trust that bag. Brim has no arcane knowledge and is indifferent.
Yeah. I have a arcana.
Knowing the definition of politely.
Can I roll an arcana check to see if I can decipher this polite expression?
I mean, you can do. You can also try and open the bag.
I'm gonna.
Oh.
Why not both?
I've... I might have misheard you.
I'm going to Arcana first. 15.
Okay.
And does that do I glean anything?
You've got magical item training and magical item specialities, and you know the sort of enchantments that go into specific magic items, and the enchantment around this specific magic item, this bag, is not what you would expect for the outward presentation of the item itself. There is something off about it.
I am going to open the bag.
You see a perfectly ordinary bag.
Why don't you save the experimenting until we're back in a secluded area and not out front of a place we just kind of robbed?
There's no kind of about it. We absolutely did rob them.
Yeah, see? Brandish is a rook and a cat.
Did you keep the cat? Why'd you keep the cat?
Hey, don't you dare say anything bad about Mr. Puddings.
It's nothing wrong about Mr. Puddings. Are you going to take care of that cat?
Yes.
You want to put it in the bag?
Don't put it in a bag. Okay.
Put it in the bag. Let's get back to our
let's go back to our rooms and we can discuss it there.
As you are heading back, could you make me a perception check, please?
Ooh, yes.
As we pass the actual speaker.
Once we were like a little way, like round the corner.
Oh, my luck.
Let me just roll for. Let me not roll for. Mwah, mwah.
Burr, 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 burr.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, so ding, ding, ding. I'm apparently flipping a coin for dice checks there. Dax and AJ, with some distance between you two at this point, you both look out and see coming back towards the town hall, a little bit away down the road from it. You were within minutes of them getting here. You spot Nyarth Scaff and the tiefling soldier that was guarding the front of the building when you first arrived. Nyarth and Scaff, well, Scaff is following behind in his normal obedient way. Nyarth is very annoyed and yelling at the guard.
And I want to sort of whisper to the group, I think we should kill them because this is going to deteriorate quickly.
Kill them? We could just leave.
Leave and go where? Like back to our rooms or leave the town?
Circumvent them? I mean,
we do know someone else who might be able to put us up for the night so we don't have to go back to the room.
Snicket. You're earning your pay today.
It was Carrion who said that.
Oh, sorry, Carrion, I do apologise. Carrion.
There you are, sir.
Meow.
I know, Mr. Pudding.
It was the cat's idea.
I
You could go to Keegan instead and ask if he can just, like on the floor or something.
They're going to know it was us who went in there.
Let's just try and circumvent them. Just go around and maybe hope they don't see us.
That works for the next minute. What happens when they get there and they're going to realize it was us?
Then we fight them. But the minute will give us enough time to figure out this bag and other things.
I'm still seeing Kilden, but I will defer unless anyone else has, you know, got opinions on the matter.
I just don't want these.
I heard we're killing them either way, to be honest.
I mean, I'm not saying we kill them or not. I'm simply saying we don't kill them in the middle of the street.
As dickish as these guys are, we haven't found any connection to the murders we were investigating. This was honestly, I don't want these people to have a target on our backs immediately, I guess.
They have murdered people. It might not be the people we're investigating, but the people who went out in the lottery, they murdered them. Because they cheated.
Fair enough. But I don't want to fight them in the middle of the street.
My only worry is we fight the three of them here now, or we fight however many people they can scrounge together later on.
If we kill them, they'll probably... I mean, there's out of character. There was another guy as well. There was Gath Maxodunar and some other guy.
There was a third guy at the inn who isn't here.
Yeah, who's seen us. And if we kill them, they will probably put two and two together.
Yeah.
Along with the other five guards that were at the town hall tonight.
I'm confident we could kill these guys exceptionally quickly and quietly, and that no one else would know.
Listen, they're assholes, sure, and paid assassins for hire, but I don't want to kill them unless they're actively trying to kill me.
Okay, I think just to, so we're all on the same page, we should just, we'll get out of the way and then work out what we're going to do.
Meow.
I agree.
Right, let's go.
Dive down an alleyway.
Easy enough, you manage to quickly dart out of the route that they are taking and decide where you're heading.
I guess. Yeah, it's. Do we go back to the inn? Do we go to the tavern?
If we go to the tavern and it's still busy, we can just go in there and tell people what we've discovered.
Discover this bag.
And the fact that everyone knows that it's rigged. Or the fact that these guys are professional assassins.
I'd say everything. We just maybe make some stuff up as well. But
like to eat babies.
Yep.
Like we walked in on the speaker and he was halfway through eating a baby and we were like, oh my god, and we ran out to tell everyone.
We hide somewhere, we do all about rooms that we have. There's no good answer to these, you know.
I mean, or we just leave town now, and I know it's going to be harsh spending time outside, but...
We'll be fine outside.
Let's do something you won't expect. Let's sleep in those beds in the council chambers.
That will definitely get us killed.
I'll never expect it.
That's the last place to look.
It's true. Well, it might be the first place they look.
Oh, we should at least go back and put like some pillows in the shape of people in the beds.
Okay. So we are leaving then. We didn't leave, out of character, we didn't leave any of our stuff in the rooms yet. We just sort of got them and then...
No, you would have, unless there's anything that you've left in the rooms. Yeah. You would have just gotten the rooms. I don't think we ever actually described that you went up to them. You just paid for them.
I don't think we did.
I think you paid for them, got some drinks, did a dance in the common room, and then left to go to the other place.
Mm. You know, when you describe it like that, it sounds ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome to the magical world of D&D!
So you have this conversation as you're ducking down side alleys and making a very difficult path to follow.
Should we just leave town then?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that, like, our next lead for this murder investigation would have been one of these other towns, wouldn't it?
True. And not to mention, we have to go for,
yes, find that person's husband.
Find Garrett.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've got to head towards, Kaer Konig, which is our destination for both those things.
We know how long it'll take us to get to Kaer Konig, wouldn't it?
So the trip to Kaer Konig begins with actually a shorter trip from where you are at the moment to Bryn Shandar.
Yes.
Which is one of the larger settlements of the Ten Towns. And will take you 2 hours to travel from Targos to Bryn Shandar.
With all my fancy rangery skills for being in the Arctic, could we cut that down a bit? If AJ allows me to lead the party instead of her acting as guide.
I think AJ will allow you to do that at the moment. For some reason.
AJ's not feeling themselves.
Does she normally have her right arm stuck out straight out the side like that?
She normally has another dimension, doesn't she?
He normally goes like that just every once in a while. Kind of stares off.
Like posing in a T-shape.
You can't cut the time down.
Ah.
But I will allow you to make the trip overnight. You would be getting there in the early hours of the morning. Okay. Unless you wanted to camp somewhere along the way and sort of go a little bit out of Targos such that you are not within Targos as you sleep. And then... pick up the travel the following day.
That seems the best course of action for me.
That might be for the best, otherwise you might get very sleepy.
Okay, you set off out of Targos and travel along I think it's the east way. I really need, like, several tabs open with all the different maps on.
I completely forgot. I need to add Mr. Puddins to my inventory.
I'm not taking this cat out into the wilderness.
I've taken the cat. It's too late for that.
That's gone now. That ship has sailed.
Meow.
Cat in brackets, Mr. Puddins.
Meow.
It's not the East Way.
Do we have any druids on the team? We don't have any druids on the team, do we?
Nope.
Can't awaken the cat.
Well, we'll tell people we do now.
Meow.
This is our druid. Maybe
next level.
Maybe if Carrion doesn't survive, there may be a return. There may be another character that happens to be a druid who will awaken the cat.
At some point, you may meet a gnome with multicolored hair.
Can you awaken this cat for me?
not only can he can do it without expending anything.
Not only can he loves doing it.
Yes.
So, for those of you that, well, basically everybody here other than Carrion, here is the little bit of information you know about Bryn Shandar. And in fact, Carrion, you would probably know that it is the first stop for many visitors in Icewind Dale, as it is one of the largest, or it is the largest settlement. A walled town perched atop a cold, lonely, wind-lashed hill. Bright lanterns suspended over the narrow streets twist in the wind and add flecks of colour to the town's otherwise drab surroundings. Normally, it's known for being quite a friendly settlement, but in recent years, it's greatly reduced the number of visitors to the town, and the local trade is suffering from it. But there is no safer place in Icewind Dale to spend coin or the night. The walls of the town stand about 30 feet high and are defined by two concentric rings of upright wooden poles, the gap between them filled with dirt and rubble. The outer ring of poles rises above the top of the wall, providing a rampart for defenders stationed on the wood-planked walkways. The wall's hinged gates are 15 feet tall and can be barred from the inside, and are closed whenever it's dark outside, which is fairly frequently.
Well, those defences sound like they may be able to hold off even a attack by giants.
You'd think that, yeah.
What an odd thing to say.
The speaker of Bryn Shandar is Duvessa Shan. Although she's relatively young, she is also the head of the Council of Speakers.
Ah, nice.
We could probably bring this
information to her.
May I roll a history check for Bryn Shandar?
You can.
I would like to roll a history check for Bryn Shandar. 14. What do I know about recent or past decades worth of history?
You would know about 4.5 or so years ago, nearly 5 years ago, it was attacked by ice giants attempting to seize the Ring of Winter, and a combination of the quick thinking of Sheriff Markham Southwell, as well as a number of vigilante hero adventurer types, rose up to fight off the impending destruction. And while a lot of the town did suffer some damage, it was largely kept to a minimum by this group of heroes.
This was the episode in Storm King's Thunder that everyone got an NPC to command.
This was the adventure in Storm King's Thunder where everybody got an NPC to command, and Queen Creeps appeared for the first time.
Oh yeah!
It was the introduction of Luz, Amy's favorite character.
and the introduction of Nemnis Kriff, if I remember rightly.
Shortly afterwards, he was. Those of you who haven't rolled the history check do know that Sheriff Malcolm Southwell is still in command of the militia of Bryn Shandar. Its heraldry is a pair of black antlers above a vertical shaft of golden wheat on a white field, signifying their strength and prosperity on a vast snowy tundra, and that they are one of the 10 towns that is sacrificing humanoids.
Nice.
As they are one of the larger settlements.
And one of the murders happened here.
One of the murders did take place here, yes.
Yeah.
Do you think they have a lottery or a trout problem?
Probably a lottery by...
A dwarf glassblower was murdered here, or in Bryn Shandar.
We took some of those notes from the place, right?
That was certainly my intention.
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little worried that we didn't. And I was like, we went into a dangerous place and took nothing but a bag that paralyzed two of us for a minute. I'm going to scream.
We got the cat.
Also, there's the sheriff's name, just in case anybody making notes wants to make notes about how to spell Sheriff Markham Southwell.
Were we going straight to this town? Because I thought we were going to camp.
Yeah, we're camping first, I believe.
We're just regaining.
So if there's anything you guys wish to do over the course of a long rest in the wilderness...
They may be awakened in the morning by mad cackling, hammering, and the occasional explosion.
Okay.
We are hiding.
Yeah, hiding. I'm being quiet.
You're going to get us all killed.
Pudding, pudding, pudding.
I need to get my soundboard working again. You just hear like rips of like duct tape.
The speaker of Bryn Shandar.
Yes.
Now, we've met one speaker who we absolutely know was part of this black network.
Right.
Is it possible she is?
I don't know.
We've not found anything that intimates that there's anything.
We can go and ask her.
Well,
are you up to it in your up to your eyeballs?
I mean, does she have a reputation of like, you know, a very
didn't she?
She has a reputation as a upright pillar of justice.
Definitely in it up to her eyeballs.
I wouldn't say that. Pillar of justice is usually live up to the pillar of justice part of their title. So I imagine having an assassin or two in her ranks, unbeknownst to her, will be useful information.
Yeah, I mean, so we've got the lottery has been rigged, black network.
But that was only in the park.
Yeah, but
I mean, no doubt it's probably being rigged elsewhere as well. But it's just like, it's being rigged there.
She's like the top speaker, at least this is a person in authority we can tell. It might not be, and they can just go in and, you know, kick off and sort everything out, but I sort of feel we've at the very least discharged our responsibilities of this knowledge.
Exactly. I would also hope that we can spend most of the day in Bryn Shandar and kind of get ready for the journey ahead before heading off towards Caer Conic.
So the trip from here would take you via Caer Dinevel. And then up to Caer Conic.
Why do we start with Caer? That shows a distinct lack of imagination.
Caer means castle.
Yeah. In Polish.
Now, was that one of the places where the Black Network was trying to get a foothold?
They were both mentioned in various notes you found, yes.
The Caer Speaker Cranach and Caer Dinevel hasn't been seen in months, claims illness. Could be a soft spot to establish foothold.
We could probably curry a little bit of political favor should we present this to the sheriff and the speaker of Bryn Shandar. And then hopefully that gets the a big enough target off of our backs that we can go freely without having to.
I'd imagine we'd go down the list of priorities for the Black Network if, you know, if the authorities know about this, that's going to be the thing they want to deal with.
Much lower, hopefully.
You spend a night out in the wilderness and you have these discussions about your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And the following morning, a little bit later into the day, because you traveled out of Targos under cover of night, probably around midnight, traveled for a little bit to get out of the town, and then started your long rest. So it's pushing on to like 10, 11 o'clock before you even set off on the following day. You head up to Bryn Shandar, and arrive at a the last bit.
I have no eyes. I cannot
sleep. I'm still asleep.
For I am blind.
Wake me up.
Ah. Here we go.
The last half hour or so of the trip to Bryn Shandar very much turns from walking along the flat surfaces to a very uphill walk, and you can see perched at the top of the hill the large wall of the city. And you are coming in through this entranceway here.
Don't mind me, I'm just having flashbacks.
As you pass through the gates to the city here, immediately to your left are stables, and you can see a number of sled dogs and axe beaks.
I will have you one day.
Prancing around in an enclosure. Axe beaks prance, the dogs don't prance so much.
Mm.
And as you pass by them, Carrion, the claws dig into your shoulder and the hair stands up on the back of Mr. Pudding, and you just hear it.
What's the matter, Mr. Pudding?
And it does that thing of trying to get both as big as and as hidden as possible at the same time.
Except with a cat.
The dogs or the axe beaks?
Difficult to say.
Or just the town in general.
just.
I think we should put the cat in the bag for its own safety.
Don't put the cat in the bag. I've got a bad feeling about it.
I do too. That's why I probably want to put the cat in the bag to find out what happened.
Why would you put a cat in the bag? That's animal cruelty.
I've already told you and Snicket, if you get in the bag first, I'll put the cat in the bag.
I mean, I'm, you know, I've got no
get in the bag.
Desire
get
to
in
hurt.
The bag.
Right.
To hurt animals, but you know, I hunt animals.
Get in the bag.
Could I? Is there a guard nearby?
I'm gonna get dubbed in for animal cruelty.
there are guards at fairly regular intervals around the town, and there would be several at the entrances. So yes, there will be a guard around.
Perfect. I'm gonna walk over to one of them. If I could get a moment of your time, I'd see. I've just arrived here, and I'm not. I'm a little bit lost. I have some business with the speaker. Do you know where they would be staying about? Or
yes, they would be in the town hall. If you just follow the main street down, it opens into a large town square. On the south side of the square is town hall. You can't miss it. On the north side of the hall, the town square is a fine establishment for blacksmiths, black iron blades.
Yay!
somewhere in the afterlife, a rogue sees it.
It just start burning.
If you just continue past, if it could be of interest to you as well, we have the House of the Morning Lord for all of your clerical needs.
Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day. And
you too, sir. We'll
head back to the group where I assume you all are still bickering about if you get in the bag, I'll put the cat in. And
get it back.
Is that right?
I warn you. I can get suggestion.
Right, lads. I have directions if we want to go see the speaker, and a place that is apparently famed for its weapons, the Black Iron Blades. But
sound impressive.
I heard they
sound like a bunch of junk merchants to me.
I am unfamiliar with.
I'll tell you later.
We shall regale you of our tale with Black Iron Blades from last.
We are basically pretty much retreading the entire first campaign in this so far.
Well, the giants haven't attacked.
And then giants attack.
No! do we want to do that first, or...
That's a point. I believe as well this was the origins of Rat Damon, is what I think.
I believe Rat Damon did come from here, yes.
Rat Damon.
That was the origin of Rat Damon?
He did come later.
I went to the marketplace to try and buy a ferret, and the guy went, I give you a ferret, and he gave me a rat.
Richard, how long have you got after the session so we can fill you in on all this stuff?
Yeah, do you have 2 years?
I was really hoping Rat Damon was like a proper NPC.
It's like just an awakened rat.
He was an NPC. He was Benthwick's awakened rat friend.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know. Did Rat Damon, I don't think, survived the castle falling on him.
Oh, no, he did.
Oh, he did? Oh, thank God.
Oh. Rat Damon never left Benthwick's side the entire time.
Oh. thank goodness for all of the NPCs we could meet in the future. Rat Damon has a possibility of being one.
That's right. Talon dies. Rat
Damon lives.
Rat Damon comes back. It has rogue levels now.
Yeah.
to bring the discussion away from legendary heroes of this place and rats.
And rats.
Dax is going to say, there is a possibility that we've been beaten here and there's people lying in wait to get us, or have already spoken to the speaker here to, you know, sully our good name.
Well, in that case, we'll just have to deal with it. If they're lying in wait, we defend ourselves, and if they've already spoken to the speaker, we come with evidence.
We do, and then we kill them.
Only if they attack us.
Can we insult them? Can we insult their parents?
No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's
not
lines,
until they attack us.
Insult the father.
There's also lines in combat. We can't cross that. None of us are bards.
AJ raises a hand.
Never mind. One of us is the bard.
Don't bring mothers into it. That is.
Well, there are lions.
And then attack us and we can kill them.
Just as you say, don't bring mothers into it. Some guy just walking up by goes, "What did you say about my mother?"
Attack, he attacks.
Sudden riot ensues about you mentioning the word mother.
No, I'm genuine. Dax is fine bringing people's mother into it. Couldn't care less.
You eventually, I assume, make your way up to the town square.
Yeah.
Possibly during this conversation.
Yeah.
And you can see a number of market vendors selling their wares. You spot that a couple of market stalls lay empty. The stand set up, but nothing placed on it at the moment.
I make a snowball and place it on one of the
stands. Okay. You gently place a snowball.
I then make a slightly smaller snowball. Put it on top of the original snowball.
You make a very small snowman on top of the empty market stand.
My work here is done.
To the south of the town square, you can see the town hall building here. And a loud clanging sound suggests that this building here might be the mentioned Black Iron Blades. Where do you wish to head first?
Town Hall, surely.
Town Hall.
Town Hall.
Get that done.
Okay.
Our glorious purpose is fulfilled. And then we can go shop.
Okay.
Go shopping or whatever else we're going to.
Is this a more impressive town hall, like a bigger building? Or?
This is a much like the rest of Bryn Shandar. Is a lot bigger than most of the other towns, or all of the other towns in the 10 towns. This is the biggest of them. Yeah. The town hall is larger and more impressive than any of the other buildings. Most of the buildings in this town are larger than the buildings that you've seen in other towns, and this is a much better kept one. There is a certain... the general atmosphere around town is a little bit more sour than it normally is in Bryn Shandar. For anybody that's travelled here previously before the perpetual winter took hold, it's much more quiet. The people are starting to get a bit more sour about the ongoing winter. But you head to Town Hall, for which I don't have a map this time.
That's fine.
Reassuring, actually.
let's attack everybody.
No.
I can find a map very quickly if need be. And that would probably be just grabbing the other map and reskinning it. You head into a building with a fine waiting room reception desk set up, and a professional looking half elf sat behind the desk, looks up at you and just...
Is there a bell on?
There is a bell on the desk.
I ring the bell.
Can I roll sleight of hand to just as they're about to ring the bell, I just slip my hand under it and just grab the bell so it doesn't make a noise?
You can do. Roll me opposed sleight of hand checks.
Sleight of hand. No! Dang. Dang it.
There is a trill.
Tring.
And Brim.
If anything, it sounds louder than it should.
The half-elf behind the desk reaches out, pulls the bell across to her side of the desk and sets it down and looks up at you all and... Yes?
I'm sorry. I apologize for my companion. But does the speaker have any... We need to speak to the speaker as soon as possible.
One moment. She's in a meeting at the moment.
Right.
But if you can wait about an hour, she might be able to see you then.
It is very urgent.
If you don't mind us asking, just for curiosity entirely, who's she meeting with currently?
She... One of the clerics from the House of the Morning Lord.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm okay to wait.
Yeah.
We most certainly can.
I'm assuming there's a waiting area.
There is a waiting area, and you find some vaguely comfortable seats.
Before I head to the waiting area, I'm just going to kind of half turn, be looking at this half elf, and make a ringing noise.
Do you do anything to signify that you are the one making it?
I'm literally going to, like, basically mime ringing the bell again as it rings in exactly the same way as it rang before.
She slowly, like, places her face into her hands.
And right, I can only apologize. I'm so sorry.
She closes the paperwork she was working on and just, like, slides out from the desk, puts a sign out saying, "Be back in 5 minutes," and disappears into the building.
As I walk towards the waiting area and I walk past the rest, she was no fun. Sits down.
The cat leaps down off your shoulders and just curls up in the chair next to you.
You know, Carrion, I can speak of animals. I have that as a spell. And do you want me to ask the cat anything?
Don't you get in the bag?
Don't.
I want...
Well, I can ask the cat if he wants to get in the bag.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's not getting in the bag.
I
tell you what you can ask him is, should you get in the bag?
Snicket.
Hello.
You are good at constructing things that destroy other things. Do you have any a penchant for identifying magical items?
I don't believe I do. Yeah.
I mean,
if I can take them apart, possibly, but I don't believe I have.
Yeah. I can identify.
Ian can.
Oh, Karen! Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Could you do me a massive favor so that it takes the weight off my mind and we don't have to know the cat can survive in it? If you could identify the bag, please.
Yes, we can save the cat for another, you know.
I just...
What is...
Guinea pig situation.
I'm going to just do it in a nice, simple way. Just pretty glance at the bag. Yeah, it's fine.
Bag. It's got a face on it.
It was intended to be a bag of holding, but they fucked up the enchantment, so it's now a bag of paralysis.
Carrion.
Yes.
You have to touch the bag.
Oh no.
To cast the spell.
I will not do it then. I take it back. I'm afraid I'm not doing it because I can't trust that bag.
Snicket, can I have the bag?
Hands over the bag.
Brim, roll me a wisdom check.
Oh, okay, so it's just on the bag. Wisdom check or saving throw?
Saving throw.
Awesome. Wisdom. Are you joking? I'm supposed to be good at these.
Brim, you take the bag and you start to place it on, and you feel your muscles tense.
We can just wait. It doesn't last very long. We're not in a... You know, we're waiting anyway.
And for the rest of you, a minute passes, and Brim's muscles release. Your muscles feel very tense, like they've just been held for a minute at full capacity.
Okay. That wasn't... That was pretty awful. It's not going to kill you.
Now give the bag back to Sneaky.
Yeah, I wanted to see this if it would...
I want to see if this is just a one-off. You know, yeah.
I pass the bag back to Sneaky.
Could oh dear. I know we didn't say this because I didn't expect it, but could I retroactively say no, it's not worth it. I want to have known that I would have needed to identify because I can change on a long rest.
I mean, you could have, you know, worked out you might need to identify the bag.
Would that be all right?
As Carrion did mention that he could do it earlier.
I'll allow it, because...
But I'd have to touch the bag, and I don't want to get paralyzed.
Fine. I will magically say that I learned, as part of my clanging and bashing overnight, I programmed identify into one of my thieves' tools. And since I'm holding the bag anyway, I stick one of my thieves' tools.
As you take the bag back, can you make me a wisdom saving throw?
This is just going to be passing.
So the answer is... It's whenever anyone touches the bag.
Wait, hold on. No, this is a great thing. We can just...
Yeah.
Oh!
That was a...
You have a minus one wisdom. You have a minus one wisdom.
You take the bag and you feel your muscles start to tense, and you know the feeling of this, and you force it back.
Not this time, matey.
And you
I poke it with my thieves' tool and just, like, you know... Look at the reading on it or whatever.
You scan over the arcane lines with your thieves' tools.
I'm going to change that on my spells, actually.
And you track back the item. This is a cursed bag.
No.
It is a bag of holding.
Mm.
except it doesn't have another dimension that it thrusts things into. It just casts hold on whoever picks up the bag.
It's, yeah, a bag of hold.
Perfectly ordinary bag otherwise.
Anti-theft device.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because it's a bag of holding, in the funniest way possible, is that when someone touches it?
As soon as somebody picks up the bag.
So if I hit someone with...
You can't make melee attacks with a bag.
Dang. What if I put a rock in it?
No, I'm not allowing melee attacks with a bag.
Okay, that's very fair.
You technically mean that if Nicky took it off during the night and he picked it up, you'd have to roll another wisdom.
Technically, yes.
I love this item. This is going to be very funny.
But if someone keeps it on them at all times...
Yeah, as long as you don't break contact with it.
Yeah, we have a bag that if someone tried to steal it or get into it, you know... could potentially stop them.
We're just walking along.
Every morning you're going to have to make the roll as you pick up the bag.
We're just walking along the street, we suddenly feel a tug, and there's just this guy stood there, completely frozen.
Oh, also, Dan, before I forget, how much money did we get
from
the town hall?
You took the entire amount of money that was there. You gain 110 silver pieces.
Ooh.
And 25 gold.
25 gold. Is that the intention of splitting it among the party, or?
I would. That makes sense to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that makes it 18 silver, 4 gold each, and then there's 2 silver, 1 gold remaining.
Party funds.
Put it.
Yeah.
Party. So,
I've added that to the party inventory list.
And 18. That's what each people get.
18 gold.
18 silver, 4 gold.
18 silver, 4 gold. Okay.
Please add this to your D&D Beyond character sheets as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Just added it.
Cool. I will do this for those of us who aren't here later.
Also, again, like you know, we could say someone here take this bag because they're mugging us, or you know, I think we could find some good uses for it.
It will have its uses.
You spend about half an hour, 45 minutes pass in the waiting room. There are some old magazines that you can look at. The chairs are the sort that you have to move every couple of minutes to return feeling to your lower extremities.
While waiting, I have been using prestidigitation to make little ditty with the various bells.
And about 50 minutes after you arrived, a rock gnome wearing a fuzzy suit walks out from the back room, pulls up a hood, and just sort of slightly grumpily walks out of the front door, looking a little bit like a teddy bear as he goes. And a human, young human woman,
human.
Wearing a blue outfit with fur lining, walks out a few paces behind him, looks across all of you and just... I understand you have information for me?
Yes. Information that should be best discussed in private.
Yes. Come into my office.
Thank you.
I pick up Mr. Puddin.
Meow!
And as you head into the office of Speaker Duvessa, Shane, we'll stop there for tonight, because it's getting to be about that time.
Thank you so much for listening. Please consider leaving us a review. It really helps us and might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi. We do a lot of other game streams and stuff that don't work in audio or any format. Head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all the details. And bye. Just don't forget to come back, though, because we'll be waiting for you to come back, and it'll be really awkward if we're just waiting and you don't come back. So come back, please. Thank you.